the City of Angels is black and gold. You are listening to the Heart of LAFC podcast. And now, Joseph Zacher.
Greetings, Los Angeles. Welcome to episode 346 of the Heart of LAC podcast. For this one, I'm going to call that Rashah, which is basically French for redemption, for very obvious reasons, as we now ride on a two-game winning streak. Looking pretty good there. Getting scrappy. We need to get scrappy and finishing our chances. Yeah, that's right. LAFC doing what it needs to do to get the job done. Pretty or not, does not matter. Getting the job done. Of course, we also need to preview a match coming up against Ludentown FC. You know, you're asking where the heck that is. We'll open that up to you as well. But yeah, we got stuff to cover. And of course, Araceli is on with us tonight, covering LAFC 2. Tony is with us tonight, doing Tony things, man, covering us on all kinds of fronts. So here we go. Let's get to it. Of course, like I said, we had a couple games that we need to cover tonight, which is rare for us to have multiples. But here we are. And here we go. Also, of course, the big news. Again, just so much going on, right? You'd think you missed a week when we didn't really miss much of anything. Giroud is official. I got that as well. So, yes, Tony, I know you're in a happy mood. How are you doing, dude?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm happy that we got a true number nine coming in, and it's official. So, excited for that. It's going to be a while before we get him, so let's just start getting used to a number nine in that position and start prepping ourselves and, you know, keep on this little winning streak that we have.
And number nine that passes the ball as well. What? Yeah. All fronts, all tools. This guy does everything. We just need to be healthy and ready to go when he does finally get here. And it will be a beautiful, beautiful day for LAFC. Araceli, how are you doing? I know you are beyond busy.
Hey, we already know that silly season is here, especially before the summer soccer officially kicks off. But hey, I'm hanging in there. Things are going well, and I'm definitely more than excited that Giroud is official after we've been not necessarily speculating the last couple of weeks, but just kind of, is it real? Is it not? But now that he's put pen to paper, there are photos and video. I'm ready. Let's go.
Well, you know, the world source, Fabrizio Romano, I mean, he said it 2 months ago. Then all of a sudden he leaks the photos this week that kind of pushes things forward. And of course, Imad and everybody was already prepped, right? They've already, you know, made the pictures necessary, waiting for it. But yeah, it kind of got pushed to make it a little quicker there than I think they wanted to. But that's okay. We were ready for it. Hat box and all. To make this thing official. It's great news for the team, great news for the league, to be honest, to have a player of that level. And we, for the first time since Chicho Arango, have a proper number nine. If you want to count out the months and the amount of games that we've been shorthanded in that position, you can. It's a bit torturous if you want to do that. We won't, because let's be honest, it's been kind of a series and lesson in futility after all this time not having a proper nine. But now we do. Of course, project players are project players, and old legends are great too. But we know to win this thing, you need to have one, and we just looks like we got one. It's great news. And yeah, I know we got to wait until maybe League's Cup to actually see him on the field for us. But that's just enough time to get used to things before the playoffs push. So good news all the way around. That's for sure. Now, adding to that good news, like I said, we have two huge victories to talk about tonight. So let's just get to the first one real quick, since the last one was so entertaining. I'm going to throw this over to you, Tony. Who did we play on the weekend? It's all a blur.
We played Vancouver and ended up, like I said, I'm going to go really quickly with this one, because unfortunately we weren't able to do a pod for this because of a supporter activity for myself and Joseph. So apologies to our followers, our listeners, and everything like that. Apologies, we should have had that for you, but duty calls when duty calls, and we have to do stuff behind the scenes to keep things running well for our side. But we ended up beating Vancouver, if I remember, 1-3-3-0, with a Oliveira brace and a Buonga hat trick. Those were the three
assist hat trick.
Yes. Let me rephrase that. Yeah, assist hat trick. So it was honestly the game that we needed to jump up. It was a 2-game winning streak because, again, we just came back from beating Vegas on a quick turnaround. Home cooking really helped, and it was a good game. There was some still a little bit of like kinks getting out. We didn't have a couple people on the lineup, which we'll talk about going into the next game, which I'll pass to Joseph.
Yeah, so there's still some injuries that we're dealing with in the roster, some issues, let's say. I think, let's see, the biggest thing, again, defender situation is a little bit funky right now, right? We're not a completely healthy. I think Hollingshead, he got, the day off, I believe, for this one. Yeah, a little bit different in the lineup, but we need to be versatile in what we do. I think the biggest thing that I saw and the biggest takeaway that I saw was a little more attention to detail. I think that's the big one, is defensively awareness was improved in this game. We weren't allowing chances all over the place. The fact that Olvera is now scoring in multiple games is just completely wild to me. But he did finish his chances. And that's what we've been asking him to do since the minute he got here. And now it's showing that he has the ability to do that, which is great news. That I think is really the big one for me. Is that, yes, opportunities were finished. Could there have been more finished? Yes. Was the referee a hindrance to the game? Oh, definitely. It was a little bit bizarro, but that's Ted Uncle. We all know that already. So we survived it. I know he drives you crazy because it's one of those guys that I know all the rules, but he doesn't know the game. He's one of those people. Great. You know the rules, but, dude, do you know how to continue flow or any of that? No. Doesn't know that stuff, but whatever. We still got the win. And that's what matters. You know, we needed a good rebound in MLS play. That was a proper one. Yes, it was nice to get the Kings out again in the Open Cup. But yes, we needed this. So there goes that. We got that win. Good on everybody that was there. Nice and loud for the day. I will say it is nice to have the level up happening at the fields, or if we want to call it over there. It was pretty cool to have open play with the games and all that stuff. I know my daughter had a good time. So all good on the day. So moving on, now let's talk about the last match, St. Louis City SC. I know we didn't get to preview it. That's okay. Again, things are quick. Things are moving. Sometimes we can't get all these episodes out. We'll get as many as we can, but sometimes you just got to let one go. This was one of them. Even though I know we love previewing St. Louis, especially because one of our old friends works for them. I know, but here we are. All right, so kicking off against St. Louis, they had a 3-7-2 record, or they do now, right? 6-3-4 for us. Yes, we got a 2-0 win in this game. Yes, Bwanga got himself a brace on the day. Yes, they got a red card. Yes, Hugo Lloris stopped the penalty kick. What else do you want in a game, right? Drama. Exciting, controversial for both sides, questions all over the place. But at the end of the day, we walk away with a shutout on the road and a 2-0 victory. That's the biggest thing. Now, roster-wise, lineup-wise, let's talk about it. There were some changes yet again. In this case, we had Lloris back in goal. Of course, Long and Murillo were your center backs. Yes, that's right, Murillo back in the mix. Palencia and Campos were your outside backs. Yes, Hollingshead got a rest. Tielemann, Atuesta, Bogus in the midfield. What? Did I say that right? Yeah, I said that right. Bogus in the midfield. Up top, you had Kamara, Bwanga, and Olvera. What? A target striker? Are we doing this? Yeah, we did this. Something I think we've been asking for. And now you see the lineup. The other side, of course, played their 4-2-3-1, as expected. Berkey, their wall, let's be honest, was in goal. Nielsen, Parker were their center backs. They had Toland and Markanic as their outside backs. Ostrak and Dworkin were their midfielders, with Vasilev as the attacking midfielder. Alb and Pompeo were their outside midfielders, with, yes, João Klaus, their designated player, hanging up top to do what he does best. Great problems for everybody. Score goals, be a big target. That's exactly what he was doing on the day. Of course, things didn't start out so great for us. A little bit messy in the beginning there, a little bit controversial. Before we knew it, there was a whistle, and kind of controversial, but kind of expected. So I'll throw it to you, Tony. Give us those highlights and lowlights because for a wild first half.
For the wild first half, like you said, in the 16th minute, there is a penalty called. Very controversial. It was like, was it or was it not? Again, it doesn't matter because the ball never lies. And we say that because Klaus. Okay. I was like, Santa Claus. I was like, ended up missing the PK, not by missing the target, but Lloris blocking the shot, diving, as some people would say, for the first time in his career with LAFC. But
and it was low and it was away.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
Mind you, Lloris is not known for his penalty shootout, you know. Finesse first and everything, so but
he ended, yeah
exactly. So he ended up blocking it, and everything was kind of good. There is a yellow card that I didn't even mention. Anthony Markanovic, yes, thank you. Got a yellow that will be very important later on, and in the 45th plus fourth minute, or there is a goal off a corner kick made by St. Louis that was called back by VR because of a handball controllingness. It was very in the event of it. It went in quickly. Great strike. Great recovery with a quick, you know, one touch. But he ended up controlling the ball with his hand, and that's why the goal was disallowed. And we still go into the half 0-0.
Now, I would say it's a little bit controversial, not a whole lot, but basically the intent really wasn't there, but the way the game is these days, if it's going to make contact and maybe it's perceived as any sort of advantage, they're just going to whistle it. In this case, basically he out-jumped one of our players. It was a little messy on the play, and things bounced around and just ended up where they were. I was, of course, angry in the moment because here we go again with the dead ball. But when you see it at the end of the day, yeah, there was an advantage from the hand, from the arm. They got a call back. So, hey, it worked our way. We'll take it, right? We'll take anything we can get on the road because usually we have no luck on the road this season. So we'll take it into the half. Recovery, let's do it in a second, see what we can pull off in this game. Of course, St. Louis and the crowd and all that was pretty livid at this point. It was pretty wild for them. Things usually go their way in that house. Not in this one. Second half. Well, let's get to it. Tony, what happened in the second half?
In the second half, in the 59th minute, Bouanga ends up scoring with a nice strike from, inside the box, if I remember right, like in the box, putting it up 1-0. And not even like pretty much about 20 minutes later in the 75th minute, 20-ish, I'm not saying exactly, but 75th minute, Anthony gets his second yellow card, which automatically means he gets his red card. So St. Louis is down 10 men. Where have we seen this before? Away on the road. We have a goal this time, an advantage, and we'll see what we can do. Because last time we had this on the road, we couldn't capitalize. But
in Portland, right? Nothing game of it.
Another game of it. But we did we did end up doing somewhat decent. There's some missed opportunities, chances, everything. But in a very, I would say, Bouanga deserved the goal, a mistake on the St. Louis side because they kind of fumbled that trap and let Bouanga to the races. And being a little cheeky as Bouanga is, chips the keeper, scores it. 2-0, and that is the ball game, and we are on a 3-game winning streak in a higher position than we were when we started the beginning of the match, and above someone who's having the best season of their lives. Yes, I know rent free, but we have to mention this because I like to put some salt on some things. Is their best season since we've been around, and we're above them. So that is the ball game.
So it took them, 13 games. So congratulations in our entire history for being ahead of us in the standing for 13 games all time. back to normal again, right? There we go. Congratulations on that. I'm having your best season ever. And for us, we're all B&M-ing about our form. And oh, yeah, mm-hmm. we happen to be knocking at the door. A couple games, we could be in first place. Could you imagine? Because we're tied for second right now. Good times. Good times, that's for sure. And yes, it's what, a four-way tie, I guess, for second place because the West is just crazy tight. But hey, it's going to be like that all year, guys. Get used to it. It seems to be the way the conference is running, is you can't quite predict things. Of course, we're chasing RSL, and we all know who plays for them. And, of course, those 3 points they got from a bogus match in snow. We'll put that in our back pocket and give it to them later. We know how this plays itself out. Now, what to take from this game? What can we see from this game? Well, finishing chances. We got it. In truth, Denny Bwanga should have had a hat trick in this game because he had a header that was missed in the first half that was pretty comical, but he kind of does that, right? At least one of those a game where you just kind of shake your head, but still, the chip was beautiful, and we'll take that. In terms of Anthony Markanić getting his red card, it was kind of funny, and it gave me Martinez vibes from when he had the situation where you first get a yellow card for standing in front of a free kick in an area that's not even threatening. Again, a ridiculous yellow card to take. And then it bites you later when you need to actually foul somebody. Was it a yellow card? Well, maybe. I mean, the hand came back. He made contact with the face. I think he swung his hand back. Araceli, I'm looking at you on this one. Justified red? I mean, second yellow? Hand to face, right?
I say it's pretty justified looking at the replay and so on, because just overall with the match itself, it definitely was a much needed result for the LAFC side. And if I could real quick, I just want to mention that I was definitely impressed with Larissa's performance, because thus far he hasn't been the best in goal, in my opinion. And I'm curious if the Giroud news inspired him any, but regardless if it did or not, I'm just glad to see that not only did he make that save with the penalty, of course, but looking at the stats, he did a total of 7 saves that night. So with that alone, I'm just hoping that we can see this consistently from him, because overall, when it comes to LAFC, of course, they need to tighten up everything from defending to finishing, but I see this going in a positive direction, or at least I hope it does.
Yeah, I mean, something obviously lit a fire in him. I don't know if it's the fan base. I think it's more of the squad, right? I mean, his own players have to have faith in him. They have to have trust in him, and your goalie has to be a leader. I don't care what you say, even if you have a young goalkeeper. They're the ones that are communicating. They're the ones that are making the noise, and you have to have full buy-in from your back line and from everyone on the field. When they hear the goalkeeper, they're not like, oh, this guy again. No, they need to function, right? And if you're not pulling your weight, it's hard to get that from your teammates. You lose the room. He had to step up. We had to see something. He had to make a statement. Some players will buckle under that pressure. Others will rise. Knowing his history, knowing where he's come from, we all know he wasn't playing at his level. I think it's clear he wasn't playing at his level. This game, he was ready. He was ready for this, and he showed it in this game. We need that every game. We're going to need that. The system that we play requires a shot stopper. It just does, because you're going to give up some odd chances. You're going to get caught at times on transition. Dead ball situations, we are still terrible. We are. Let's be real. It's still a joke. It's got to be better, and I'll call it that because it's a joke. Yes, it was a handball, but you still misfired on the jump. It was still a bad play by the defense. It was still zonal marking. I don't know what we're doing with that one, but it was. Still loose on the posts. It's got to tighten up. We got away with one, yes, but got to get better. On his end, I mean, if you watch the play, he was a little more active in goal on the play, and he at least went for it. I mean, there was more there. That's for sure. Can we get better? Yes. Are we getting better? I think Tony can agree we are. And I know, Araceli, you agree. We are getting better in certain areas that we've been complaining about pretty much all season. It's looking like things are getting better. Just the Olvera involvement is better, right?
Oh, 100%. And if we don't improve in certain areas, then maybe LAFC needs to sign that raccoon from Philly. I don't know, but something has to change. And yes, I had to put the raccoon. I'm sorry.
The feet were moving faster on that raccoon than some of our players the last few weeks. Let's be honest. So, yes, good on the raccoon. I mean, we have trouble defying the Philly defense. At least he didn't. So there you go. On to the next on that one, right? It was interesting seeing a game started without Ilie, right? That was a big change for us. But, you know, we did see him later anyway in this game. Getting the job done when we needed to when Kamara came out, which was the right move to do under the circumstances. I will say also with Bwanga, talking about the last goal, it is important to run plays down. It is important to add pressure at all times with the system that we play. And if you're not adding pressure, that goal never happens. And you have to give him credit for being hungry on the play and getting into the mix. He could have easily dropped into a shell, right? We just play the counter and wait for it. That wasn't the plan. Whether he was reading the situation or not, he still went there as a just in case, and look what he got from it. So good on him for getting the job done. Made St. Louis look kind of ordinary when we all know they are a good team. They're just not getting the results after, what, 7 draws already this year? It's wild for them right now, not getting across the line, but hey, we took advantage of a team that wasn't in the greatest form. We got the job done, and we can move on and be happy with it and get ready for an Open Cup, which we'll talk about in a little bit, and really start dreaming about things because we're seeing certain players feature. Tony, your final thoughts on this game before we move on to the next?
Just keep on the momentum. It's like I don't want to get too negative Nancy on it or anything about it, but just, you know, keep building on what we're doing. You know what I mean? The finishing, the confidence from Oliveira, the confidence of Bwanga, because if we don't, then, you know, we're back to where we were a couple games ago, where we're just like, well, who's going to help us out? Oh, now we're still waiting for Drew to come in or waiting for another DP to come in and everything. Yes, the struggles in the back line are going to be there, but we can, you know, work this out. The game coming up, we can probably work on a little bit with it, but right now is, you know, 3 wins, 6 points, and advancement into the next round. I'll take it at this moment.
Yeah, and as we go through this, and the injuries are what they are, most things listed, including De La Valle, right? All the injuries are showing that they're going to end this month. There are players coming back. It's not long term for these guys. They are coming back. We know Hollingshead is listed as a neck. We know Martinez is listed as a back. De La Valle, I mean, his knee had to be basically reconstructed, or, I mean, it's bad, but guess what? It's showing that he's coming back. It's getting closer. And so when these reinforcements come in, things should stabilize a bit for us. It's good news. We need all of them at this point as the season progresses. And of course, international matches start coming around and start pulling people away potentially. And so, yeah, get your points while you can before the chaos kicks in this summer. As Araceli talks about the silly season, she knows the chaos is on the horizon here in all of this. And I'll throw it back to you, Araceli. Thoughts on the match, thoughts overall, looking at the competition ahead?
I mean, I've kind of already alluded to it by saying that this was definitely a much-needed win for LAFC, and hoping that they can keep this momentum moving forward, because it is much needed, especially as we get closer to the summer soccer per se, with League's Cup and all these other tournaments coming up very soon. It's going to stretch the roster very thin, as we saw last season, and hopefully they can start using more players like Mueller or even Rosales until we can get Giroud in the lineup.
Very true. Now, I will say some caveat on this. We don't have a lot of internationals that might leave in the moment. Maybe at the youth levels. Yeah, potentially. But at the senior level, not a lot of mobility. I do know that. We'll see. You'll never know how things work out. Now, on that note, on the happy side of things, I do have to bring out a little bit of rain and a little bit of thunderclouds. I know Araceli. What? Yeah. She does have our LAFC 2 covers, so I didn't want to throw that out there now before we go to reactions to you guys and community. Things didn't go so great this week. And so, yes, Araceli, let's talk about our family at LAFC 2 and what happened this week.
Well, I will start off with saying that I am going to kind of run through this very quickly because it was a tight match. Let's be honest. But overall, the boys lost to Whitecaps 2 at Titan Stadium. And what I've already said, a very tight match, even though LAFC 2 dominated possession for 80% of the time. Unfortunately, things did not go their way, so they are no longer unbeaten at home. But the positives of it is that Thomas Angel, he scored twice in the 18th and 30th minutes. And Flores added a goal from the penalty spot in the 72nd minute. Vancouver did unfortunately come back in the 78th to level the match 3-3, with Jay Herdman scoring the final dagger, heading in a chance off of a long pass in stoppage time, which ultimately gave LAFC 2 their defeat. But up next, the boys will travel to the Bay Area to face the Town FC, aka the Quakes 2, or formerly known as the Quakes 2, this Sunday at 5 o'clock, and the match will be streamed on Apple TV. And just much like MLS itself, Next Pro, if you look at the standings, it's very close. Very, very, very close. Ridiculously tight. LAFC 2, thankfully, is in second place, but they're only separated by a point with, I believe it's St. Louis. I should probably check this, but yeah, it's the stuff I've always mentioned, you know, with Next Pro. I always encourage everyone to check it out because more than ever, the line is starting to be blurred with a lot of Next Pro players now playing for their first team counterparts. So again, I highly encourage everyone to go check it out.
There it is. And yes, the West is tight, whether it's the top flight or the second. That's what this season is going to be like this year. A lot of balance. Little changes will get you where you need to go. But we know the boys will bounce back. I don't think there's any question. They'll get to where they need to be. We know how they're built. So, again, they're still producing. Defense was questionable, but they're still producing. And that's the news for us right now. All right, let's get to some comments, get some reactions from you guys. Again, jump on this thing. We want to hear what you guys have to say. There's about 14 comments I see so far. Add more, guys. You're more than welcome to. We love what you guys have to say. Let me see. We've got that one Sith. There you go. Love the logo there. Yeah, give him the dance there. Love it. Saku says, is what it do. Solid win in St. Louis, but still a lot to improve on. Good to see you all. We're happy to be here, that's for sure. Marcel says, the Lloris save kept the team on track. He is right. I mean, if we fall down at that point, this would be a very different conversation we have today. We all know that. And that's why he's there. That's why we pay the money we do. That's why he's supposed to be the guy. Now, Sakir says, we've had inconsistent first halves this season. As a team that thrives with getting an early lead, you'd think that at this point in the season, we would be farther along. Concerning? I think we all agree it's concerning. It's concerning because they seem to be forgetting the basics in these moments. Quite literally. It's not like they're playing us off the field. We kind of hand these things away. Dead ball situations? I'm sorry. That's as bad as a turnover as far as I'm concerned. You have to be better organized. So, yeah. They're self-inflicted. We know this. And it does have to get better because the playoffs, it's going to be tighter, right? See, Jose Bernal is on here. He says, hola, just got out of work. Cheers. He says, we got an away win. Let's go. Finally. Q Cardi is on here. He says, konbanwa. Good evening. It's in Japanese, yes. It says, what a crazy win, even with Murillo playing like it's 2021. Heard Varane is available. Hey, you never know what moves we're going to make. We still have room for one big one. So, hey, could it happen? Maybe. But, yeah, Murillo, again, there's huge consistency issues with him. And I know there was some injury stuff already this year. We need better from all of them. I'm going to just put it out there. We need better from all of them at this point. Soccer USA says Lloris made a great save, but his distribution has been hit or miss. How much time does he need to get on track? What's a fair timeline? I think the timeline is up. Right. He should be right already. You know, we're past excuses at this point. He's getting regular play time. That's enough. That's enough for me. He also says, thoughts on Kamara. Is he taking value time from Mueller and Ordaz? What's more important? I'm glad to see Dueñas getting in the mix and roughing up the opponent at that. Yeah, it's a Dueñas thing, man. He's always been that guy, right? A little bit of a badger out there. But that's okay. We need those players. It's important that he does that. Keeps people honest. He's doing his job when he plays this way. We don't have enough edge. He provides it. It's good. Now, Kamara, it's hard, right? Because we know what he's searching for. We know what he's looking for. He's doing all the right things other than putting a ball in the net. And he almost did it again this game and tried to get spectacular with it, which was pretty fun to see. In a game against St. Louis, I think it's about assignments. It's about trust, and the trust is with a veteran over the Rooks at this point. So that's what he's going with. In another game, it'll be another story, right? If he sees an advantage by putting a speedy young player in, they're going to do that. It's not like Kamara's not running at speed anyway. He's been putting in the work. You could tell. But yeah. Joey says, look pretty intentional to me. So there you go. Hand was out there. Jose Bernal, Buanga missed a pass to Olvera. He needs to work on the assist passes at times very much. Olvera, he did all the things to have an assist. It just didn't get finished, right? So on Olvera's side, again, things are looking better. Dave Gomez says, well, Familia, I like the lineup and performance improvements nearly to where we want to be. Yeah, there's good signs. That's for sure. That's for sure. Jose Bernal is on the camp of Mula Ordaz. Kamara's just using up a spot. There it is from him. Soccer says his backline struggled to stay organized when St. Louis sent many players into the box. Seemed like the chaos caused too much traffic, which St. Louis couldn't get a decent shot off. Which center pairing is best? I got to be honest. I think right now, if you want stability, it's going to be Chanot and Long. I think that one will work best in the moment, I believe. Murillo is just really showing instability out there and inconsistency. And it stinks. I'll just say that right now because we love the guy. But, yeah, he's not showing it. Chanot has. He shows leadership when he's back there. And he also keeps, if you've noticed, he keeps Lloris pretty accountable. There's a lot of back and forth with those two that I'm entertained to see. Like, he's not afraid to tell him how he feels. And we kind of need a guy back there like that. So I think Chanot's your guaranteed starter if he needs to be. And he's healthy to be. He should be the guy. And Long, to me, would be the other stable option. I go to you, Tony. What do you think for your best center back pairing?
Best center back pairing at the moment, I think it's probably Chanot and Long at the moment. I would go with those two. Murillo's kind of too inconsistent at the moment, and Sotogora, I feel, still needs a lot more time to get acquainted with everything.
Yeah, again, we need results right now. That's simple. We've got a question for Araceli on here. Don't worry, it's a good one. Q Cardi says, Araceli, do you feel like sometimes we're using ringers in the MLS Next Pro? Feels like we're killing teams sometimes.
I think that's a fair statement, and yes, I think we are, and I'm loving every second of it, at least while we are using them, because in the last couple of matches, we've seen Angel, Segura, and just a lot of the first team members, but now more so, we are kind of seeing a little bit of a shift with it, with Mueller, especially now more present with the first team, that LAFC 2 is becoming a little more lenient on the academy side. Just recently, they signed Marius Aninero, excuse me for mispronunciating it, but he is 15 years old. He comes up from the LAFC Academy. He's just one of the many players who were on that roster against Vancouver. So as the weeks go on, I would like to see Mueller come back. Even though I want to see him with the first team, I do want to see him back with LAFC 2 at some point, especially with Ardaz and Rosales, because they do have a great chemistry.
Yeah, and it's been, I think, the right mindset with the minutes. The first team players are getting the necessary minutes that aren't getting enough minutes up top, not getting proper warm-ups, not getting proper warm-up. The thought is, basically, if they get to stay in form with the second side, they're going to be in form for the top side already because they're getting games in. And I think that's the right mindset rather than just throwing some kids out there and being, well, we'll get through it. They're going to develop. It's less about development of the younger kids and more about keeping the now senior players fresh. And that's okay. And there's competitive side to it, right, Araceli? There's a different edge, I'd say, to LAFC this season, where last season was more of play out the minutes, and this is more like, no, we want to win everywhere.
No, absolutely. As I said, I would like to see them stay with LAFC 2 just to have those minutes and have the, not the experience, but keep fresh legs per se.
There it is. Yep. I dig it. It's the right side of it. Good question, Q. Well done, sir. Bam is on here. We miss you, Bam. He's at work, as you can see. So sorry for missing everyone. Stuck in Stormwater Pit trying to unblock. And in case you didn't know, he's had a bit of a career change where he's cleaning out storm drains and keeping things flowing, you could say. Yeah, doing the important work, that's for sure. Much more physical, but it's a good thing. That's for, we know he loves it. So yes, keeps it away from us, right? We don't get him here all the time, but it's for the better, and we know it. We'll get him here soon enough. Smalls, I love this, man. I dig this. He says, I like my Scrappy Doo Duenas. We do too. Scrappy Doo is a perfect, gosh, that is absolutely perfect, dude. Scrappy Doo Duenas. That's awesome, man. I love this. That is how he plays. I don't think we can doubt that, right, Aracel? You watch him more than we do because you see him for LAFC too. I mean, he is basically Scrappy Doo, right?
Oh, no, he's very scrappy in the midfield and even in the back. That's why I keep saying Tarundolo needs to put him in. But that's not my call. So
more time for Duenas. Yes, in the mid. Yes. I don't want to see him at right back again. That just makes me sad. Ardaz has that same edge too, right, Araceli? When you watch him play for LAFC too, he's just pissing everybody off, and it's kind of fun to watch.
Oh, he's high energy for LAFC too, and he runs everybody over, basically.
Yeah, I, including the referee at times. yeah, he doesn't let up. We love it. But we know what? We need that edge from the guys. It's just going to translate to the big team. It's good news. Oh, here we go from Q. He says, random thought, Duenas might develop into a Chara type of player as the years go by. He could. You know, the other player, once we get him healthy, could end up in a midfield role. Playmaking role would be Martinez. You're like, what? Watch him with the ball when you finally get him back. There could be a chance for him to be more of a playmaker type and Duenas be a controlling mid type. It's there in these guys. They have the quality to be that versatile. But you're right. There's something there. We know the football IQ with Duenas is high. It really is. He reads the game very, very well. The vision is good. He sees everything. Yeah, he just has to work into it. That's all. But yeah, I like to see where he's at. I think it's looking good for him at this point, and he will get the minutes if he keeps playing this way. Good on Dolo for giving him minutes. This was proper. That's for sure. All right, guys. Thank you for the comments. Definitely jump on later as we get the preview going for the next match. And, of course, after community news. And that is that moment. Tony, you have the floor, my friend, on community news.
Nothing too much. Of course, there was a watch party that we should have mentioned if we did last episode. Apologies. A lot of people had fun, which I saw. I'm great that we can do that. But nothing new coming into the one except for, of course, don't expect too many tailgates coming into it because it is a Tuesday game. There will be a couple of people tailgating, and it'll probably be a BOYB. So just have fun. Be safe when you do that. As well as, you know, the 3252 mentorship is still available. It's very important for supporter groups to stay in the 3252. If you're part affiliated with them, make sure you sign up, put the supporter group that you're part of, and you know, you get a cool scarf, pin, and then depending on how high you can go, you get a beanie or a clear backpack because of the clear bag policy throughout the whole bank. Or BMO, sorry, bank, BMO, still the same thing. As well as the 2024 art show with Black Army, AIM, and 3252 is still going on. Applications are still being available to help or donate to the cause for, you know, the art show. It is, you know, pretty much showcase the City of Angels, what it means to be here, born and raised, in transplant, not transplant. It just makes you feel like you belong. So that is still available. If you want more information or reach out about it, go to bagivesback@gmail.com. And also, the Mo Fascio Futsal Court is still going on. Just go to lafc.com/MoFascio and donate as much so we can get this court built finally for our fallen brethren, Mo.
Well said, sir. Thank you for that. That's right. We move on to the very short and very happy Black and Gold Vinyl Club Minute. And man, I was going over stuff. I'm like, we're going to do a St. Pauli based one because the boys are moving up, man. And that is a beautiful thing. But then I saw a certain individual at the last game hanging out in, you know, Celebrity Row. And I'm like, he's awesome. And I'm happy he's here. So I'm just going to go with said individual. Of course, that would be Ben Harper. I saw him there with his son having a great time. I'm a Ben Harper fan, so I was like, hey, what the heck, let's do this. So yes, for this one, I think one of my favorite albums, there's several, but I like this one a lot, is basically Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals. Album was Lifeline, came out in 2007. Really good one, a lot of good songs. Fight Out of You is one that I particularly like a lot. In the Colors, Paris Sunrise, Number 7, of course, Lifeline, the track based off of the album, right? It's a good one. Definitely go have a listen. Really good stuff. There are a lot of others, though, I gotta say. Yeah, it's hard to choose, but that's the one I'm choosing. I'll stick with it. But yes, that is our Vinyl Club Minute. Enjoy some Ben Harper music. Trust me, it is worth your time. All right. Let's get to it. A little Open Cup talk. Yes, Open Cup. At our own house, we get to host an Open Cup game. I hope you all show up for this thing because the boys need our support. We need to fill that house. We got to show the Open Cup is viable. Why? How do we do that? Put butts in the seats. Fill the stands. That is really the only way that anybody sees that this thing is worth it. So let's go there. Let's do it. Let's make it happen. Now, who are we playing? Amazingly enough, Luton Town F. I want to say town all the time. I don't know why, but it's Luton United FC. They're based out of Virginia. They're affiliated with DC United. Yes, they are. Colors are the same. You can notice a lot of similarities, including players, of course, getting transferred over for the year or loaned out for the year. But yes, they're an affiliate of DC United. Season hasn't been absolutely amazing for them. See, in the last five games, they've managed one win. That was in the Open Cup, of course, against Orange County SC. A huge upset on the road against Orange County. I know we don't get to play our friends again this week, but that's okay. That means you get to wreck a team that we're not so familiar with from the East Coast, making another trip out this way. Again, surprising they're even in our bracket in the first place, but here we are. Now, players to watch, not household names. I will say this. Right now, their leading scorer is Zachary Ryan, who's only got 3 goals in 10 games. Then they've had Wesley Leggett, 2 goals in 10 games. And then Abdelatif Aboukoura from DC United, 9 goals, 2 games. Or 9 games, 2 goals. Again, nobody really tearing stuff up for that side. Assist-wise, it's still really low. Kwame Amua, two assists. Forlan Velo, 2 assists. Again, nobody really standing out on this side. The record not looking at either. It's a team that's having a rough year, but somehow, some way, got it together against Orange County, and now they're coming for us. And that's what it looks like. Now, they did recently lose, 2-0 to North Carolina FC. In that game, of course, they benefited, or they didn't benefit. The other team got a red card towards the end, but yeah, not a promising look. Again, record is 2-2-6, a total of 8 points. I think they're second to last at this point. They do play with a 4-4-2, let you know that. Typical lineup would have a guy by the name of Farouk in goal, Hughes and Erlinson as their center backs, Tingy and Amwa as their outside backs, McKay, Bello as their central midfielders. That's why you get those assists from Bello, right? Skundrich and Abukura as your outside wingers, and Leggett and Ryan up top. Sometimes in some games, including the Open Cup, it was Williamson up top, of course, subbing out for the said player that I just mentioned ahead of time. But also 4-4-2 is what we see. It looks like they try to absorb and counter from the wings. That's what we're going to be dealing with, is a team trying to play to the wings and to cross this thing in. A lot of hit and hopes I think we're going to be looking at with this team. Expect them to block low. I don't see it any other way in this game. I don't think they're going to try to take it to us like Vegas tried to take it to us. That didn't go so well for them in transition, right? I think this team is going to be one of those teams looking for that odd dead ball situation. Try to burn us, right? Looking, picking and choosing and just kind of shutting things down. That's what we will expect from this team. Again, they are not strong. They don't look great. Things we need to take serious in this, because teams that don't look that great, yeah, we tend to have trouble with when we play to the level. This time, of course, we can't do that. Looking at what you see, Tony, I mean, on paper, and again, I know they did beat Orange County, which is a strong team. What are your thoughts on this thing? Because it doesn't look like a team that's going to do much, but still, they got a big result.
Yeah, it doesn't look like they're going to do much, but the problem is not what they're going to do, it's what we're going to do, and if we're going to overlook them. We've been in this situation where we've overlooked teams in the same competition, and years where we should have won it, we kind of set it aside. You know what I mean? This is I said it in last episode when we covered the US Open Cup. This is a trophy that we do not have in our case. You know what I mean? This is a piece of hardware that needs to be in our case, because at the end of the day, this is important. This is the third oldest competition in the world. Oldest in the US, third in the world. And that means something. You know what I mean? For how long this, you know, US soccer has been ups and downs with different leagues, this is the consistency, this tournament. And for us not to have it after, what, now 7 seasons is a very, I don't know. I know some people say, like, it's one of those, like, oh, it's like, oh, you did well, you want a trophy, you want some swiftware, but I still consider it important. It's the heritage from behind it is so much more important than what people put it out to be.
Well, it gets us back in the CONCACAF too, does it not?
Yes, it does.
And it's 5 games. You got to show up for 5 games. If you can perform for 5 games, you're where you want to be, playing in CONCACAF, getting all crazy, going to Costa Rica with 200 people, right? That's what we want to do. We want the party. We want to make it happen. We want to qualify for even bigger tournaments. You know which one I'm talking about. This is your fastest route there. This is the easiest way to get into the show. Because winning the whole enchilada, that ain't easy, right? We know this. Columbus took it to us. But this is an opening. And because MLS isn't taking it as seriously as they should, they made it a little bit easier to get there, too, by taking out some teams, their own. They eliminated their own opportunities in this thing, giving to a few of us to try to run. Add in the fact that RSL and Houston tanked. The opportunity is ours if we take it seriously. Well, we have to take it seriously. And it includes taking on Luton United FC and treating them like they're pretty much San Jose or any other big team we've dealt with or troublemaker team. You got to go at them. You know, you got to take care of business now. You can't write them off. Orange County didn't. Look what happened to them. So here we are. Araceli, I know you're like me, a huge fan of this thing. Kansas City has done this thing a few times. I know Ilya was on one of those rosters. It was one of his highlights before he got an MLS Cup. This is important, right?
Well, definitely. And I mean, of course, Kansas City has had the privilege of lifting the trophy a couple times in their history, let alone the fact that the tournament itself is named after Lamar Hunt, who is a Kansas City icon. But I, obviously, I can't comment on the MLS involvement part of the tournament. But I do agree with you guys that it is a long storied tournament. It has a long history attached to it. And just as Tony pointed out, it's just one of the many pieces of silverware that's missing from LAFC's trophy case. So if they're able to win that, let alone get back into CCL through that route, it's kind of a no-brainer. But given LAFC of how they've been the last couple of games and taking chances, I would hope that they take this seriously and not just throw away the opportunity.
Critically important. Yes, we're there. Now, one other benefit we have going into this game is we have a weekend off. We have a bye week that lets everybody rest. LAFC 2 is not resting, though, right? They're playing, right?
Yes, they're playing, but they're going to be up in the Bay Area, so it's easy for them to travel back in time.
It's a one-hour flight, people. One-hour flight, and they're back home again. So that they'll be fine. They'll be rested enough. The players that we have will get their limited minutes, so they'll be available too. It does prevent it to be an outright LAFC 2 side, though, right? Because you're not going to throw the entire lineup back into this game on a Tuesday just as they played over the weekend. So you're going to need some senior players who want to stay fresh too. Now, last game I thought was an excellent mix. I think that was the right attitude for it, the right approach to it. I think you'd both agree the mix was good between the regulars and the reserves. And honestly, I think a few guys springboarded. Now, starting lineup for the last game was pretty straightforward. It was Segura and Long in the back. Again, Segura needing to find himself. He has shown him well for LAFC 2. This is a good one. Long coming back from injury. We know that as well, as he's now back into the mix. Romero got his minutes as well. He needed that. Palencia, good news on him playing. Campos, look what Campos is doing now. He looks fine in his role. This helped. This was his introduction back in. Tillman, Atuesta. Atuesta was, what, suspended before this match. He missed a game because of that. Now he had a chance to play. Duenas, now we know what he's doing, springboarding off of the last Open Cup match. Up top was Kamara, Mueller, and Bwanga. Well, Bwanga wants every game, so we're not surprised with that, right? But Kamara got a goal. So again, he's getting ready. Maybe we'll get one in MLS play because he's looking it. And Mueller got a run out that he needed to do against competition that, let's be honest, he matches up well against. Now we go into this next game. I would expect a mix that would be similar. And I go right back to you, Araceli, on your thoughts about it. I know you were happy to see the mix of players. How different do you think the lineups can be compared to the last match? Big changes here or a lot of the same faces?
I would predict a lot of the same faces. But again, I would love to have a healthy mix, not only because it would benefit Next Pro, but looking at the schedule, in just less than 4 days, the boys will be back on the road in Atlanta. So you're going to need all the help that you can get. And as we pointed out, LAFC 2, they're not traveling far for their match. So they'll be back just in time to have a day of rest and have plenty to choose from. So I would love to see kind of a Mueller or Daz in the lineup, if not up top from the jump. But again, I'm not Dolo. I can't make those type of predictions.
Well, the other name that probably should get mentioned here because he did feature well for LAFC 2 would be Angel. He seems due for a match like this, right?
I think he seems well overdue, if we're honest.
Yeah. So maybe he's the guy that breaks in rather than Mueller, or maybe both of them break in and Kamara comes off the bench. It's been pretty good with Kamara coming off the bench at times. Bwanga, though, I got to be honest, he's, I'd say, a streaky type of player, but we know he's always streaky, right? He needs minutes. I don't think he sits this one. I think he wants in on this one because he wants to bag some goals before the next game and still keep fresh. So I think Bwanga still gets to start in this game. Tony, I go to you. Who's your top line? Who's your top three up there?
Top three, if we're going to do kind of a rest in this area, getting ready for Atlanta as well. Bwanga plays because, again, he's has said on many occasions he wants to play every game if he can. So that's one for mm-hmm. sure. Oliveira to keep his consistency and like momentum going with that. And honestly, I would put Kamara again. He is the older statesman, yes, but this is a good opportunity to keep going on this trend of giving him minutes so he can still get the reps in. So when you do put him in and put him in the sub, probably in Atlanta if he doesn't start, which, you know, at this point, you know, we're going to use him as a off the bench marquee once Giroud comes out, which is kind of hilarious to say a 38-year-old starts and a 40-year-old comes off the bench for fresh legs. But I believe that's my front line would be it, just because it would make sense, you know, have a true number nine, have those two run the wing and, you know, see how it goes.
Yeah, and I got to be careful minute-wise, because if you look down the schedule, we have a Tuesday, a Saturday, a Wednesday, a Saturday, another Saturday, then a Wednesday, and a like there's midweek games coming up, coming down the line here. It's a little interesting the way it's looking. So yeah, some rotation is required. We know this, but from Tuesday to Saturday is a pretty good span of days to recover. It really is for these guys. It won't be that big of a deal for them. It'll be fine. Now, looking at the midfield, I didn't ask you, Araceli, who's your top three for this game? I'm going to predict it.
Oof. I love to see Rosales get some minutes.
Oh, curveball. Okay. Okay. Who else goes with him?
Probably Ilie, and let's put Bogusz in there.
Top line.
I think. Oh, about your forwards. Your forwards.
Your forwards, not your midfield yet. Just yet. Sorry. Yeah. Well, the idea, but what's your front line looking like?
That's okay. That's okay.
That's a tricky one.
It is. We have, what, six options at this point?
Just throw them all in. There we go.
I mean, really, it's crazy that you could say that for an open cup meal. Oh, well, choose from the six, possibly the seven. But, yeah, I'll throw it out there. I think this will be the game. Bogus will not be up there. I don't think so. Somehow, some way, I think you'll see Oliveira. I think it'll be a weird one where you're going to see like Bwanga, Oliveira, and Angel. Or Mueller instead of Angel. And that's your top three. Kamara comes in later because we need him ready for Atlanta. I think that's what it's going to be. Midfield situation. You mentioned Bogus. I'm with you on this. I think it'll be a Bogus, a twist, a Tillman. I think they're just going to go right for it. And then the kids come in, right? Get them out of the game early. Get a couple out of the game early. Duenas definitely comes in for minutes, but I think they'll go for that. Get the job done, move on. Backline, another story, and I'll throw it right back to you, Tony. No pressure. Who's your back four?
So with the injury with Hollingshead and he's still out, again, I have been wrong about this because I said Long, so we said Long was injured, not playing. Oh, wait, he shows up for it the next game out of nowhere because we didn't know this. But you're going to have to do Campos, Palencia, and and then we go to the center, which is always a questionable one. I'm not overlooking Luton. But I think you get the band back together from way back when and do Murillo Segura. I know.
Scared, man. I am. I get you though. This would be the level to rehab that back line, right? If those are your center backs to rehab, this is the match to do it. Knowing the quality that we're working with here, they are superior to what they're going to offer. So they should perform. They should perform. And they both have something to prove because they're on the outside looking in at this point. They got to fight. This will be a good one to fight. Not too hard in getting carded, but I get it. I do. Aracely, I go to you on this. I think we're all in agreement on the outside backs because it's kind of forced at this point. But your center back pairing, who are you going with?
I'd probably go with the safe bet right now with Chanel and Long. Even though they would be more valuable with Atlanta, I want to kickstart this off a strong foot at least.
Now, Atlanta, of course, I'm with you. I think it would be good to play those two because another game under your belt before you face Atlanta. It's not a bad idea. Not bad at all. At the same time, Segura needs the minutes, and I would not be surprised if it's a Segura Chanel for this one. Why? Chanel's the brains, right? He's organizing things. Segura needs the minutes. Chanel got limited minutes last game. So it seems like it might be a good mix. That's my prediction and goal, of course. That's the other story. I don't think it's Lloris. I don't think anybody here thinks it's Lloris. I think definitely Romero gets another run out, if not the other guy. But I think it's Romero's to lose. Aracely, I go to you on this one. Who's your starting goalkeeper for this?
Give it to Abraham.
There you go.
I think he deserves it.
I agree.
Abraham, he did well, so might as well continue with him. This is the opportunity for him to show what he's capable of even more. Keep testing the man. This is another reason. Like again, Open Cup, love it. This is a good chance to see what we have with him, with like the quality, and then moving forward, still keeping it going.
Exactly, and his home cooking. You know, we'll show our love. But yeah, he is your backup. He is your second string. He should be the guy, and I hope he is the guy. Outside of that situation, substitutions, I think we all can agree, are going to be pretty wide open. We're not sure what they're going to be. We just know that the young legs will probably dominate the day in this case, and that should be the way it is. Like I said, I just want to see some minutes from Angel. I want to see some minutes from Mueller in this game. I think these are the good ones to do. Win, we'll figure that part out. Dwayne S. as well is another name to throw into that mix. We all agree there too. All right. So now we see what we're doing. We know what we have to do. What do you guys think from the faithful? Where are you guys at on this? Let's see your comments here. Again, we love what you guys have to say. So let's have at it. Oh, man, I saw something's going to make me sad, but we'll talk about it. That's okay. That's okay. I'm just going to throw it out there for fun. Tucker USA says Bam deserves an ice cold Foster's. You're going to torture that man. I swear. Soccer USA, what are the players up to this weekend? I hope ice baths, rests, relaxation, some meditation, go to a spa, just get the muscles right, get some rest and enjoy it. Who knows? Whatever they're doing, it'll be more constructive than probably Vela this weekend. I'm just going to throw that out there. All right. Gomez Jr. says, I'm in. That's funny. I love it. Gomez Jr. says, are we going to own this counterattack method, or do you think what we got works for us right now? Is that our new identity? It's been our identity for a while, being the scrappy counterattacking side. Until we get a proper playmaker in that midfield situation, I think that's where we're at right now. I think that's what we've accepted, because the one thing that we kill everybody on is transition. If we can finish, there's nobody in the league that can counter us on transition outside of probably Miami at this point. We're the deadly ones when it comes to getting caught in transition. So I think it just works in the moment. It's pragmatic. The long old hold possession like we used to do, it just seems long gone at this point. Gomez Jr., you're right on this one. He says, oldest in the world, and they still haven't figured out on how to properly stream. I mean, dude, it was dial-up, man. If you know what that is, good on you. Get your AOL discs out, man. It was so low-tech. I don't know, man. It was sad to watch the last game, how choppy it was. I'll say it now. Embarrassing. Do better, people. That was embarrassing the way that game played out. Not the game itself, but the feet. Ugh. Yeah, the hidden YouTube channel I thought was funny as well. Like, why are you keeping secrets? Just throw the link out there. It ended up being the USL link at the end of the day, which was even funnier to me. Like, are we embarrassed to let USL just claim it? Like, come on, guys. Do better, US soccer. You know you can. I hope. Hugh Cardi says, I was at the OCSC game. They went up 1-0 and just fell back. OCSC looked like they shot themselves in the foot, to be honest. And OCSC got a PK blocked. Yeah, they had their chances. They just blew it. They blew it. And again, dropping low, as we predicted they're going to do in this game. Not going to be pretty, that's for sure. Q says, we have talent overload, but they have hunger. Agree with Tony. Let's not get cocky. There you go. Get the job done. Get the job done. Saki USA says, feels like we're getting worse on the corner kicks. Last few corner kicks, nobody was even in 5 feet of a landing spot, and we have size. What's the excuse? Unacceptable IMO. We should be improving. Yeah, I don't get it. If you're playing a zone, that means when the ball's in your zone, you get it. If that's what you're playing. If you're going to play it man-to-man, then mark the guy out that's going for it. I don't know. I don't get it. And I do believe in a lot of these cases, the ball's been really close to Lloris. And I think under Max's leadership in the back, he would have probably come out for it and at least contest it and punch the thing. And this goalkeeper doesn't do it. And so we're learning, right? The idiosyncrasies of goalkeeping. Yeah, I think that's it. It was just not as aggressive. We should be, though. LAC Wolf, playing US Open Cup with all main players. It's all for the black and gold. We got to get there, man. I'm with you. We got to make it work. I get you. Gomez Jr. says, I hope they remember the embarrassment of playing Carson last year and secure the win. Then let the kids play. I'm with you too, man. That will forever be marked. That's like, if I'm going to complain about the manager, that's the one. That's the one that, oh, man. If I got my list of things, that's a grievance for me. That's for sure. I'm with you, man. That was never, ever acceptable, and I don't think there's any other team in the world that's okay with that. Still pissing me off. I know. LAC Wolf says, I'd rather have LAC going all out for Open Cup with four more games. Exactly. It's so doable, right? We could do this. Oh, Smalls. See, this was the post that was going to make me sad. He says, wait, doesn't Mario G come back from loan this summer? Okay, so from what I understood, Mario G's been playing well at the team he went to. Right, Tony? I'll throw it to you.
No, yeah. So Mario G's coming back. So let's talk about this, because I was looking at this when I was talking with my buddy Casey about, because we were talking about, because there's another comment about Janela. Somewhere in there, but so let's talk about this. So we have a lot of people coming back from loan because the season's over in Europe. So Janela is one of them that is contracted up for the loan. Is Mario G is another one. Buke is another one. Fall is another one. And I believe, who am I missing? There's one more. I think that's all the loans that we have out at the moment. So we have four players coming back. One is injured, which is Fall. One is limping to, at the end of the loan, which is Janela. Mario is doing great, so hopefully they pick him up so we don't have to bring him back. And Buke, Buke is again still a good piece to come back to have someone in the midfield again.
Yeah, Fall is messed up, right? We know he's not even remotely able to play. It's been a sad story for him. We thought we were going to get him sold off this year, and then the injury bug. So serious injury too. So that's rough, really rough for him. So he's not going to play for us either. He's going to be in recovery mode. It's really interesting to see what they do with these guys. Cause again, it creates a roster situation as well with LAFC too. These players that we've now been developing, getting to do the job. Are we now going to sit these kids for these guys that kind of the island of unwanted toys? That's why they were sent out. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. I would be aggressive in trying to move these guys on is what I would do. I'm trying to see how many goals did he have this year. It's throwing me off. For Mario. I mean, I know he's played well, but yeah. Hopefully, again, hopefully a deal is struck. That's what I'm hoping for at the end of the day. Get him moving on. I just don't think he fits us. I think that's ultimately what it was, is he didn't fit what we were looking for. Not to say he's a bad player. He's not. He's just not the right fit for us. And again, I'm not knocking him. It just really didn't work out with what Dola wanted and what this guy can offer. It was a mismatch. Let's be honest. Poncho comes back. When is his contract up? Tony, do you have that? I know the MLS like salary thing just dropped this week too, which we'll get into, but we won't.
I do not know. I think if anything, because I said he's on loan, so he comes back to us. I think it might be the end of the season. I can go look it up while you continue with the comments.
Yeah, we'll look it up. We'll get you on that one. Wolf says Mario is scary right now. Agreed. We need better from him. Q giving the love to LAC Wolf for saying it. Wolf, Mario sub in the 90th. Not if it's within one goal. Gomez Jr. says, how's Ochoa? He was RSL starter. Any insight on him? I don't want to steal thunder. I'm going to go right to Araceli on this because I know he's playing well. He's playing really well for LAFC too, isn't he?
He actually is playing fairly well. 6 starts, 12 saves, 0 clean sheets, but I wouldn't give him a first team look anytime soon.
Been some good saves, right? I mean, he has had some good ones there, and there is a leadership side to him that's been showing up in these games too. So, yes, there's something there, but again, not the senior side. Not yet. That one sis is Bwanga and Mueller. He's looking for them. Oh my gosh. Soccer USA. This is almost Foster's beer level for him right now. So can we call him Kinky Olvera when he's playing this hot? Oh my gosh. I won't, but okay. Michael, not Mike, is on here. He says Bundesliga 3 has a better stream quality. I would agree to that. Without a doubt. I mean, dude, it's embarrassing for the Open Cup to do this. It really is. That one, Sith, he says, I don't think Mario G will be good enough for our team. Rather see Buke. Buke's got something to offer. We know that. Gomez Jr. says, are we able to buy them out, the loanees, or maybe sell within the league, loan within the league? No, I think there's just negotiations to be done. They'll move on to another team. I think that's what they're going to do. Yeah. Let's see. Soccer USA, he says he'd be okay with Buke coming back, so there you go. Yes, Michael, good for bringing this up. He says the new summer rules say we can buy out 2 contracts. He goes, equals Buke and Mario G. Ah, if that Janela thing is still there, we got to do something with that. I know. Buke, I think we can get something for still, though. Mario, yeah, don't know yet. Again, if you can get a couple dollars, you'll take a couple dollars, right? Instead of just buying out. LC Wolf says, Mario G can take Bobby Boucher. Stop providing the boys with high quality H2O. Get him to the pitch. Have fun at LAFC too, Mario. I'll just say that. That one's Sith getting a laugh as well. Gomez Jr. says, wonder if these loans will affect Vela's return. I mean, I don't know, man. Like, the Vela story is becoming kind of sick and sad. I will say that right now. To have our legend, kind of just out and about, right? In the woods, like, no news, just Instagram. It's kind of a weird end for what he's done for us, man. If that's what this is, it's a weird way to call it. I think Tony would agree, right? It's coming off very odd, isn't it?
It really is. I don't understand. He's not really training per se. He's boxing, but not training.
Yeah, it's just not looking like there's any urgency at all. Like at all. It just doesn't come off as urgent. Like, yeah, we'll talk. That's all we get. So I don't know, guys. I really don't know at this point. I don't think Vela knows. it's with the agents at this point, which y'all know how that goes. So there's that. All right, guys, good comments there. That was the last one I see so far. Very active tonight. Well done, all of you, for throwing it out there. It's fun stuff. Did we get the Janela update, Tony? Do you see when the contract's running out, man? Did you get to see it?
I finally found it. I was finally finding him. It was just a long process of what he is doing. It just says end of loan and we just have him on a contract extension from till the end of the contract expires June 30th, 2024 for the loan. So I do not know. I think we might have lost him after this season, and maybe we can just buy him out at the moment.
Got it. So if you want to sell him for $1.50, do it.
Pretty much.
There you go. All right. Q says sign Vela for a one game contract to retire in a proper send off. Let's be real. This late and out of shape Vela, no way he can offer something. I would think it would take him until October to do something, man. Like, that's hard to get back in if he's really not putting the work in. Seriously, like, is he going to come back at the same time as Lloris? Like, that's your top two guys. Like, man, I don't know, man. It's just weird. The whole situation is weird. Gomez Jr., maybe that icon player spot. From what I understood, that got shot down. That got shot down hard. It was probably something we offered up. So there's that. LAC, will Vela pass the crown to King Vuong? Did he pass it, or did we take it off his head? It kind of feels like we took it off his head. But there's that. Again, should have been figured out. I kind of put it more on the player than the club at this point. We have our numbers. If he doesn't want to take them, that's life, man. It's business. So I'm pretty sure they offered him something decent. It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough. So there's that. Adults, right? Business. All right. Good stuff. I see Bam is on the road. He is kind of on deck. This might be a good time for him to jump on if you got something to add here. Bam, can you hear us, sir?
I can hear you loud and clear. Sorry for the late and tardiness.
Not a problem. Of course, people are talking about all the crazy loans coming back and possibly see them back in the lineup if we don't make a move. I know we all know Fall's out for a while, but aren't you excited to see Mario G and Buke back in the mix?
Who?
Yeah, that's exactly.
They haven't been missed that much.
No, I haven't really been tracking them. I just know one has been doing okay and the other's existing. So there's that. You're looking at the Open Cup game this week or next week, sir. And the mix of players, who do you really, I'll say, what three players do you really want to see feature against Luton?
Miller, Bawonga. Atuesta.
There we go. Atuesta with the mix. I like it. I like it. Yeah, we need that. I mean, could you imagine the bruising abilities of Atuesta and Duenas on the regular against teams like this? That'd be kind of fun to watch, right?
Oh, 100%. But also look at it, too, is there's no game this week. That's the game we're looking forward to. Mm-hmm. Yes, it's against a non-MLS team, but don't take them lightly. They want our scalp. We got to go there and show them why we're MLS quality.
That simple. Make a statement. This is a good one to make a statement, right?
100%. You know, we've got our goal-scoring shoes back on. Let's keep them on.
And there it is. The wise words of Bam as he's on the road after a hard day's work. Good on you, sir, for jumping on as well. I know we're at the tail end of this thing, Bam. Anything else you wanted to add before we got into the final comments about the football side of things from what you saw, including St. Louis? How are things? How's the state of LAFC to you, sir?
We're finally win on the road, so that's a good way to keep going. I'm disappointed we're not playing this week. We've got momentum as it is, and we want to keep that momentum. But at the same time, though, having a little break before the next US Open Cup match is good. So hopefully we can just keep the momentum going and get another win and get through to the next stage.
There it is. Proper. Like it, man. All right. So since we are at that tail end and we've gone a little long this episode because, God, there were so many games to cover, We're going to get into our final comments of the day. I know Bam kicked things off talking about the football side. I'm going to go to Araceli. We're going to go by time zones east, right? Kidding, because Bam's in the future. Araceli, your final comments today, thoughts, let it rip.
I'm looking forward to going to bed very soon because it's almost 1 a.m. over here. But other than that, final comments, just wishing everyone a fun and safe weekend. It's a little weird that we have a bye week, but hey, get rest because you will need it for Tuesday. And as we've said many times already, silly season is officially here and the midweek games are only going to get longer and weirder. So let's be ready.
Have at it. There you go. Tony, sir, final thoughts.
Final thoughts is have fun this weekend. Enjoy the rest. I know it's nice little rest on the weekends. Have fun with your family, friends, anything that you want to do for it. But be prepared for Tuesday. Come back to the bank strong and let's move on to the next round. And hopefully win this cup. So we finally have that silverware in our trophy case.
There we go. And I go to you, sir. Bam. Final thoughts.
Final thoughts. Although we're not playing this weekend, there's a lot of football on this weekend that has some great stuff to go by. You got the last round of the EPL. You got some Scottish football. You've got the last round of the Bundesliga. Let's see if Bayern Leverkusen can go the whole season undefeated. And if I'm correct, it should be at 11:30 p.m. Saturday night, LA time. Wellington Phoenix hosting Melbourne Victory. It goes through to the grand final next weekend.
Semi-finals, man. Here it is. All the best of the boys from Melbourne. I hope it happens for you, sir. For the sake of football, man. Let's get victory back into the final. That would be beautiful to see. All right. My final comments, I'll throw this out there again. Congratulations to FC St. Pauli. They did it. They're moving up. They could finish on top if they get a result. But, man, they had one hell of a party this week. We'll see what they show up with. That was fun to see. Leverkusen again. Yeah, definitely check it out. I mean, undefeated seasons. Who does that? There's some crazy stuff right there. So yes, there's some good European soccer to watch. England got super interesting. Yeah, I know. But yeah, check it out. It's all good. And again, enjoy your families. I know I'm going to get out and about for this weekend because we don't get a lot of these right in season. So it's nice to get a weekend off. Much needed, I think, for a lot of us. Let us reset and keep going, including the players who get a much needed rest. So on them, enjoy your weekend, everybody. Y'all earned it. On that note, final word, Araceli.
Stay golden.
Tony.
Stay golden, Los Angeles.
Bam.
Stay golden, everybody.
And for me, to all of you, stay golden, Los Angeles.
Thank you for listening to the Heart of LAFC. Make sure to leave us a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher. Shoulder to shoulder, the black and gold is taking over.